As I said last week, if you'd like to join us, we rehearse Wednesday nights at 7, and of course, sing on Sundays, and then they leave so they don't have to listen to the sermon. Just kidding. No, they come back in. Hey, I have to do something very important before I begin this morning. We have a very special guest here. Oh, and I suppose there she is. Kirk and Sienna brought their new baby girl. Let me see, Kelby Page. May I just real quick, Grandma? Great Grandma? Awesome Grandma? Looky here. Yeah. Isn't she awesome? I think we ought to give Mom and Dad and God a round of applause. She says, that light shining off your head is not very nice. Thank you. I'm good now. All right. This morning we're going to be reading from Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, if you would either grab your Bible that you brought along or the Pew Bible and turn with me. Now, for those who may not know, is Genesis in the Old or the New Testament? Yes, and in the Christian Bible, it is the first book of the Bible. Whenever I was in seminary, one of my immersions was to worship in a Jewish synagogue, and I couldn't find Genesis because it was in the end of their Bible, so it was interesting. But anyway, Genesis chapter 2, please. We'll be reading verses 7 through 9, and then we'll skip to 15 and go 15 through 17. All right, once you find that, if you would close the Bible on your finger and stand with me if you're able. And let us say the Bible pledge together this morning. Raise those Bibles above your head. Say it loud and proud, all right? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, never. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Please remain standing with me as we read this morning's scripture together. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it. And you shall freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated this morning. As you are well aware, I like to create a sermon notes outline for you here, and I invite you to take that out and grab a pencil or pen and follow along this morning.